Very special guest today, Commissioner, the Georgia Commissioner of Public Service, Commissioner Tim Echols. He was elected to the Public Service Commission, in November 2010 after spending 15 years in the nonprofit sector, founded Teen PAC and grew a mock legislative youth program to 38 states, a graduate of the University of Georgia and author in 1994 of a book called Real Citizenship, which is available on Amazon.com. Commissioner Echols, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, guys, it's great to be here, and boy, we do have to keep things attractive for investors in our state, and we've got to keep things competitive.
Boy, isn't that a fact? Tell us about yourself just a little bit. I read on your website, I believe, that your father was involved in politics. You helped him with his campaigns, and you're following in his footsteps. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, my dad and granddad were both county commissioners, which is not too popular of a job, really, because you wind up making somebody mad with just about anything you do. And then I kind of launched out after building this national nonprofit and learning about politics in these various states. There was an opportunity to run for the Public Service Commission in Georgia, and I ran for that last year at three elections, a primary, a primary runoff, and a general election, and was fortunate to be able to win this six-year term and be able to serve folks all over the state.
Tell us about your life in the nonprofit sector. What stands out, in your mind from that, and how do you apply that to your service to the state of Georgia and the citizens?
Well, you know, nonprofits are different than for-profit companies because their mission is the main thing that they're trying to do, as opposed to making a profit and giving money back to any kind of shareholder. So I thought it was great to be able to learn about nonprofits and the obstacles that they have, which include fundraising and,
right,
of course, working with their own board of directors and staying on task with their mission. And a lot of our electric membership, all of our EMCs around the state, a lot of folks don't know this, but they're actually nonprofit organizations. So it's different than a company like Georgia Power that is, of course, owned by stockholders.
Interesting. Now, your campaign was to serve consumer protection, accountability, and of course, clean energy. And from what I read, that you actually have solar panels on your home. You actually walk the walk too.
Yeah, I have what's called solar thermal on my house, and that heats my hot water. I have seven kids, and
wow,
we use a lot of hot water.
I guess.
So you've got what's called solar PV that's made by a company like SunEva, by the way, the fastest private growing company in Georgia, according to the Atlanta Business Chronicle. The solar PV actually takes the sun's rays, converts it to electricity right there on the spot, where the solar thermal, it heats up a liquid inside the panel, and that liquid, in this case glycol, antifreeze, goes down and surrounds a separate hot water heater that I have, and it preheats my hot water. And my savings is basically the difference between the cost of heating water from room temperature to bath temperature. And Georgia Power estimates that that's about 17% of the average person's bill.
Wow, that's dramatic. That's a lot more dramatic than I thought you were going to say. So that is a big deal. And let me ask you this. When you say clean energy, do you include nuclear power and clean coal in that?
I do include nuclear power as a renewable form of energy because there's no carbon. And I'm a big nuclear power fan. I think the Achilles heel of nuclear power is what we're doing with the waste, but that's another story.
Right.
But I do think that as we think about these renewable energy standards that states like North Carolina and California and others have, it's about 25 of them, that we certainly need to ask our congressmen to continue the lobby to include nuclear power as a renewable form of energy, because it's about 16% of what we have here in Georgia.
How does the tragedy in Japan with the earthquake and the tsunami and how it affected the nuclear power plants there, how does that affect us and our nuclear power here in Georgia?
Well, hopefully it's not going to affect us too much. I am a little bit fearful that the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, could change our pending reactors over there at Plant Vogtle, where we're building two new reactors. If they change the standards on those or on the containment vessel or any kind of major architectural change, it could cost Georgians billions of dollars. So I am concerned about that. So far, so good, and I think in part really due to the president coming out early for nuclear power. I think, you know, we've got the president on the record. He's made it a part of his agenda, and I think we can count our lucky stars that he did. Or Georgia might be like Germany, where the leadership, you know, basically says, "Hey, you know, we're gonna decommission all of our nuclear, you know, nuclear reactors by this certain date." So I think we're fortunate that we do have a president, though I don't agree with him on that much. I am thankful that he came out early for nuclear power.
We got one thing, right?
We got one thing, and
I'm glad to hear there's at least one. But let me ask you this question, and you probably read these things in the Wall Street Journal and other things as I have, that the inspections and the safety records of the nuclear power plants in Japan were dismal at best. Tell me who inspects, and this may be out of your jurisdiction, I don't know, but tell me who inspects and makes sure that for the people listening that might be concerned about this, who inspects our nuclear power plants to make sure they're up to speed and up to code and that there's not a safety risk?
Yeah, well, you know, the private sector does just about every aspect of nuclear power generation except the management of the waste.
Okay.
So they enrich the uranium, they transport that uranium to a plant, the private sector operates the plant, they fabricate the plant or build it, and they operate the plant. So the only thing they're not doing is the management of the waste. Of course, they are subject to, you know, inspections by the Department of Energy and then the Public Service Commission, the commission I serve on. We monitor the construction of any new things like the two new reactors on the cost side of it. But believe me, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is strict enough, and they
good.
And in terms of making sure our plants are doing what they're supposed to be doing and abiding by safety standards, you know, they're doing it. The problem in Japan, just like we have here, is that the waste is sitting on site. The federal government promised to start picking up the waste January 31st, 1992, I believe it was, and they have not picked up a single pound of it. And yet Georgians have been charged a mill, which is one-tenth of a penny per kilowatt hour, not to mention the cost Georgia Power is charging to temporarily store it, to temporarily secure it, to monitor it. And then, of course, Georgia Power gets a profit on that. And that's good if you're a Southern Company stockholder. You're in great shape because you're making a profit on that, which is what the power company is certainly entitled to do. So we've got an issue here with this nuclear waste.
Is that the biggest issue that's facing you as a public service commissioner?
Well, I think the potential cost overruns of this plant is the biggest issue. I think the biggest issue facing all citizens in the United States is what are we going to do with waste that lasts 10,000 years? I think that's the bigger issue for Americans, and we certainly need to get a handle on that, especially given the fact that the 62,000 tons of waste that sits on the ground right now at various nuclear power plants has about a third of the energy still in it. And that's why I really favor reprocessing or recycling that waste.
That's interesting. Isn't it Yucca Mountain, and I may be wrong about that, but in Nevada where originally all the waste was going to go?
Well, that was going to take a lot of it, and we've put that on hold. Unfortunately, it was the perfect place because, as many people know, it sits right on the side of the Nevada testing site
right.
where we've exploded nuclear bombs, so it's not like we're going to build a park out there.
I'm with you. We're talking today to Commissioner Tim Echols, Public Service Commissioner for the state of Georgia. If folks want, we're coming up on a hard break here, but if folks want to know more about you, more about your platforms, get involved, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, they can just go to timechols.com, timechols.com, and find all my contact information there.
timechols.com. Commissioner Echols, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Gladly.
All right.